Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
And we are calling Louisiana. We're calling Louis. And according to him, he...
Louis in Louisiana?
Yeah.
And made for it.
He says, I'm spitting distance from New Orleans.
NOLA.
Hello.
Louis, it's Tony and Ryan. How you doing?
Beautiful. How are you guys?
We're good, Louis. I've never heard someone with such a great name for where they live. Louis in Louisiana. This is Tony from Tony Melbourne.
Yeah, it makes me quite unique, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's perfect.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Tell us about what you do for a living, Louis.
I'm a graphic designer.
Cool.
Design all sorts of stuff for web and print, mostly print. I work for a screen printing company right now, so I do a lot of art for t-shirts.
That's fun.
That's sick.
Is that as fun as it sounds?
It can be. It can be.
Like any job.
Any job. It has
its, yeah. You know, looking around for somebody to help you design your merch, please. You know.
Well, is this an approval or a pitch, yeah. Louis? Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Louis, will you approve today's episode?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
It only made sense because he did the pitch already.
Yeah, he did the pitch. Yeah, great.
This is Louis from Louisiana, and I approve this podcast.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, coming up today, there's been a brouhaha at the Melbourne Comedy Festival involving Arj Barker. But what you might not know is the weirdest experience I've ever had in my life involved Arj Barker being in my driveway. So if he hasn't been cancelled enough this week, after this, he's finished. I'm sure you've heard this.
Maybe I have. You say so much stuff.
I will not be told by Tony Lodge that I say too much
stuff.
Hey,
no, I do too.
Okay.
The absence of me, you know.
Let's start with Normal or Nah. Thank you to everyone who submits these in the Tony and Ryan Facebook group.
Normal or Naj Barker.
Normal or Naj Barker. Chris has a Normal or Nah.
Hey, Chris.
Does anyone else have dinner in the bath? Ask Chris. Not a snack, but a whole meal. I had a mate who loved it so much, he went to extreme lengths such as finding floating wine glasses and cutlery. I think it's weird as fuck, but do other people find it's normal?
We've talked about this not that long ago, maybe a couple of months ago, that I said that I'd eaten that burger in the bath in a hotel and all of the juices came out and I was just like a floating little dumpling because it was like a broth. I was then bathing in like a broth.
Yeah, you smelled very meaty for a few days actually.
Yeah, it was like salty. And like,
I didn't hate it.
I probably like broke out my skin because it was filled with like oily water.
Mm.
Fuck, that's disgusting.
There was a film, I believe you
there
said.
There was a film, yeah. Mm. And it smelled... amazing. Like it was smelt so good. Anyway, and so I'm going to say nah to a full meal, especially with a floating wine glass and cutlery. I've got one of those things that goes over the
tray.
Bath, the little caddy thing.
Yeah.
You pop your book on or.
I think a wine or a beer and a snack. I can imagine a snack.
Some little chippies or.
But a meal? Like using cutlery just sounds like a fucking punish.
The cutlery, I don't think I could get around. I reckon like a little toasted sandwich.
Yeah, because finger food.
Because, exactly. Yeah. Finger me food. That's what I call it. Because eat it, then I'll. Let you finger me.
Well, we know what you do in bathtubs, and it's not cleaning yourself.
That was a float What's tank, cleaning, you know. Yeah.
Cleaning yourself of your sins. William, as normal or not, and let's just push on and forget that I said that.
Bye.
Joint custody of pets after a breakup. William says, my sister and her now ex-boyfriend just broke up and they're doing joint custody of the dog. I think this is not normal. What are they going to do? Meet in the Walmart parking lot and do the exchange like divorced parents? Normal or not? It's not fair on the dog.
Oh, I'm going to say normal because I don't want anyone to feel bad that does this. I personally don't do this. I have one dog with my boyfriend, yeah. So we live together.
Yeah, but what would happen?
Shared custody in the same home.
If you broke up, what would happen?
I actually don't know and I don't want to think about it. I think it's okay because the dog's just happy that it's with its owners. It would be heartbreaking to like break up with someone and then like lose your pet as well.
Yeah.
But also I think it would depend on the reason for the breakup.
Oh, so if someone like, did the dirty, it's like, well, go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself. I'm going to keep the dog. Yeah. Yeah, like and legally blonde.
Well, me
I'm keeping the dog, dumbass.
Me and Bron are best friends, so like we couldn't be couldn't be broken up.
And Pippa?
I would choose Bron over most other living creatures in my house.
That's fair.
Yeah. If you had to choose between Torbs and Pippa.
I think that I have to take it out of an emotional place and take it to a mathematical place.
It's purely emotional.
And pick Torbs because I will have him hopefully for longer. Pippa is a great choice, but for what? 10 years? Torbs hopefully forever. Yeah, it's heartbreaking, but like I'm playing the long game. You know?
Okay. That's smart.
But
that's smart.
If Torbs and I had like to split, if we split up and we like, I think Pippa is definitely, she loves me more.
Yeah.
But Torbs, I'd just be heartbreaking.
If one of you got the house and the other got the dog, what would you choose?
You wouldn't want to live in that house without a dog.
So you choose the dog.
Oh, yeah. So I'm moving in with you.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing Pippa.
Oh, we'll have a great time. We'll have a great time. All right. If this happened next to you on public transport, would you vomit or would you be okay with it?
Public transport, Ryan, is where you like catch the bus or the train with other people, just in case you didn't know.
I've caught way more public transport than you've caught.
Absolutely. No, you have not.
Absolutely. Every week to uni, every week to work.
What do you think that I did when I was at uni?
Drove your Audi or you've got a private jet or some shit? Georgia was sitting minding her own business and this lady across from her is moisturizing her hands and nails. Totally normal behavior, says Georgia. It's already, for me, getting a bit grimy, bit wet and moist.
Yeah.
She then looks closely at her nails and goes, and pulls out a nail clipper.
Nah, no fucking way.
And starts clipping her nails and getting the little dead skin bits out of her cuticles on the train and just like, and just clipping them onto the floor.
Onto the floor.
Yeah.
I think the most that you can do on a bus is lip balm. I mean, on the record, the most that you can do on public transport is a lip balm.
Mm. I would actually.
Or a lipstick or something. But a lip balm, I think, is the most amount.
I think lip balm is fine as long as you're not making direct eye contact with someone. Yeah. For those of you playing along at home, Tony is sort of fingering her face and looking me in
popping
the eye.
On lip balm.
I actually don't hate that. I take back what I said. I'm all about that. Finally, Lin Yang says, this is giving Tony Lodge energy and I'm here for it.
This clipping the nails on the
bus. No, this is a new one.
Oh, my God. I was like,
how
that
dare
is
you?
Fucking blasphemy.
How dare you?
Oh, my God.
No, this is Lin Yang and she says, this is giving Tony Lodge energy.
Uh-huh.
Normal or nah, getting paranoid when you believe you're driving the speed limit but you're overtaking everyone? But have I missed a memo?
Normal. You're like, oh, well, this is, it says, I'm pretty sure it's 60 and I'm doing 60, but no one else is.
Why am I flying past people?
Yeah. Or the opposite way, when you're like, I'm pretty sure it's 60 and everyone's going past you and you don't know whether they're assholes or like, you just haven't read the thing.
That's normal, Lynn. Thank you very much, Tony Crew.
I'm Louis from Louisiana and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. Heaps of stuff over there. You can check it out at any time.
Yep.
Some of the people are already in there. Will Wick, good on you, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Indy Williams. Thanks, Indy.
Thanks, Indy.
Jessica Wilson-Smith, all three of them.
Yep.
Max Richardson and Jesse Hopf. Thank you so much for being part of our Patreon.
Thanks, Jesse.
Absolutely love to see it.
Now, I feel like this has done the rounds all week, all around the world.
But there's no way we can't.
Arj Barker. Let me read the headline for you here, Tony. Arj Barker kicked out a breastfeeding mother and her baby from his show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
What the fuck?
A fellow festivagoer said, the crowd wasn't sure whether he was serious, but he was dead serious. It was unbelievably awkward.
What the fuck?
Up to 15 people also walked out of the show in an act of solidarity for the mother and the baby. The mother said she can't leave the baby at home or with a babysitter because the baby is breastfed at the moment and needs to be fed every 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah, which is like standard practice.
Yep. The internet is divided.
Over what?
One person said 700 people had paid good money to see a professional perform and the baby was clearly distracting both the performer and the audience. Sometimes parenting means sacrificing some things and maybe for 12 or 18 months, comedy shows might have to wait. Another said, it's 2024. Society has grown up and acknowledges the existence of mothers and babies and maybe the childless Arj Barker should grow up as well.
I guess I just don't understand how that could distract anyone. Like, and this isn't just for babies. If someone was like arcing up at a comedy show, like, you know, when they
like hecklers?
Heckler. Or they're, you know, like being a bit disrespectful or being really loud and distracting to people. Or if a baby was like crying and like inconsolable, then I'd probably be like, look, that is maybe a bit distracting because
I think the baby was making noise and Arj could like hear her and others could as well. And Arj got on the front foot and he goes, oh, like a lot of comedy is about like leaving an intentional pause and like the timing of the joke and the rhythm. And then like when a baby's crying, it's kind of just a bit off-putting.
Did he do it on the stage?
Yeah.
Like, so it was like mid-show and he said, get out.
Or he was kind of like, hey, like the kid's really distracting. It's supposed to be 15 and older. Like, do you mind taking the baby out? And apparently the mum was like, and he's like, nah, like actually.
Oh, that would be so embarrassing.
Yeah. My thought was, should a kid and mother be allowed to do whatever they want? Yes. But would I personally like not go to a show for fear of this exact thing happening? Like probably also, yeah. Like I just wouldn't go. But this is the thing. It's a big brouhaha. Everyone's fucking weighing in with their two cents. And one of the greatest comedy moments in Australian television occurred on a TV show called The Project. And I don't know if they know how funny this was. So the host, Sarah, so they get the mother on, you know, get her side of the story.
I see, yeah.
And she goes, oh, you know, it's been.
You were going to say Arj Barker was on the show. And I
The mother and the baby.
Oh, you know, both of them.
Both of them. So they've got the camera at the house and she's on the couch like, oh, yeah, I just wanted to see the show, but my little one, blah, blah, blah. And the project gets on their high horse and goes, it's outrageous. You know, kids should be allowed everywhere, blah, blah, blah. And then they cross to the mum and the baby is crying. And then the host goes, oh, could you give the baby to mum for a bit? It's actually a bit hard to do the interview with the baby here. And then they take the baby away and they go, yeah, so a baby should be allowed everywhere. Like they don't just. And everyone's like, quick question. And they've had to turn off comments because everyone was just like, this is one of the, I believe someone described it as one of the great own goals.
Fuck. And I do get it. Like you're trying to be in the zone and stuff, but fuck, that is.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where it's like, it was also like, it could have been handled better.
Exactly. I think that's the whole thing. Yeah, like, it's not fair to embarrass anybody and try and like make them feel bad.
And it's sort of like, no one's sort of in the, like, I kind of understand where everyone's coming from, but everyone kind of was a bit of a dick and like, I don't know, it was a big brouhaha. But if there's one thing we do need to keep in mind is that Arj Barker is a cooked unit, and let me tell you why.
Oh.
Now, I don't think this is new news that he's like a bit of a conspiracy theorist, like UFO. Like, I think he took a year off comedy to like study UFOs and stuff.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, yeah, he's an interesting cat. He's an interesting cat. So one day I'm at my house in Richmond, not the one that you went to. He's before that, like Docker Street.
The little apartment
that was near Kiss the Radio
Station.
Your
bachelor apartment.
I was married when I moved in, but yes. It was like the pinnacle of bachelor apartment because it was dank and had nothing in it.
And it's like a one bedroom and like the bedroom's in the kitchen, like a studio.
Yeah, it was fucked. So one day I'm sitting on like the steps at the front of the apartment building. I don't know if I'm like, waiting for Uber Eats or maybe BJ was with me that's like, you know, having a sniff in the garden before he went back up to the fucking the batchy pad.
Yeah.
But I'm just sitting on the steps out the front of an apartment building and these two other dogs like walk up to me and obviously like I smell like dogs and they have a sniff or whatever. And this one dog cocks its leg and just pisses on my shoe.
Yeah, you told me this. Yeah.
And then I look up like to the owner, and it's Arj Barker, and he just goes.
I hope you kicked him out of your comedy show. You said take your baby elsewhere.
Yeah, take your baby. So what I assume would normally happen in this situation, like it doesn't matter. Like dogs pee, it is what it is. But it's like at least pretend to give a fuck.
Yeah, like, or be like, oh my god, I'm
so sorry,
that
and I go, it's all right, dogs do it, and we all move on. And so there's this lady across the street who works for the council and she's like spraying weed stuff or doing gardening. Like she works for the council. And she looks over and she kind of goes, that seems strange. Because he's just, a dog's just pissed on me and he just goes,
This might be irrelevant, but were they big dogs?
Nah, two little dogs.
So I'm imagining two massive, like, you know, those.
Yeah, like Labradors just pissing liters.
Or like a huge fucking, you know, those horse dogs. Like enormous.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'd say medium dogs.
Yeah,
one of them just pissed, and like not just like
Did you move? Did you pull your foot out of the way or something?
Well, I didn't want to move, so I was like, just kind of waiting, but kind of waiting for him to. Oh my god, I'm sorry. And then I look up and I went, So anyway, he just continues on, and the girl who's spraying weeds across the street, he goes, "What are you doing?"
To her,
yeah. And she goes, oh, just tidying up the garden, putting some weed killer on. And he goes, cancer.
Okay.
And then he walks off and then she just looks at me and goes, was that Arj Barker?
All right.
And I go, yeah, did you see? And she goes, yeah, I did see. And I go, did you hear? And I go, yeah, I did hear.
This seems a lot like a dream because the crazy things that are happening, this feels like
But that, like, that's why I'm glad she was there. And I think she got the sense she's glad I was there.
And you're both looking around.
No, because like, we were like, if there was no other person between besides the two of us, no one would believe this. So I kind of looked at her to go, that just happened, right?
Did you get her number? Like, like when you, an insurance claim, like you exchange information.
Yeah, I'm planning.
Once a year you guys text each other and you go, yeah, remember that?
I would love to text her today.
And just be like, babe, did you see that? She goes, remember when he pissed on you?
I reckon she's.
His dog?
I reckon she's telling her. Yeah.
Sorry.
His dog. He didn't.
That's too much.
Oh, well, I reckon she's telling her friends because Arj is in the news. She goes, oh, let me tell you this. His dog pisses on some guy and then he comes over and accuses me of spreading cancer for putting chemicals in the fucking wheat.
That is.
I'm glad she was there. We had a moment of solidarity because we were like, this just happened, right? And she goes, yep, because you saw that. And go, yep. And go, he said that. Yeah, I heard it too. Like, crazy shit. So anytime it's like Arj Barker did something, I'm like, I believe it.
So does Arj Barker live in Richmond?
For a lot of the, because it was during Comedy Festival. So he's bigger in Australia than he is in the US.
Yeah, I've heard that. Not a diss,
but like he's very popular in Australia.
Yeah.
So I think
he's been around for a really long time.
But I think he, like 3 months a year would live, you know, like really settle in and like do a lot of shows and do a lot of stuff and live here for a fair bit. Yeah, so he must have had an Airbnb, you know, close to town or whatever. Bring the dogs. And imagine your dog pissing on someone and just going, huh.
I would literally take the shoes off my feet and give them to the person and be like, I'm so mortified by that.
If like, people like, have my
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah, yeah, take my shoes off my body. Mm. Yeah. Fucking hell.
I'd wear Arch Barker shoes. Take a walk in my shoes, mate.
Well, you know that like Arch Barker bit where it's like, I'm wearing walking shoes. Like what's the difference between like walking and running shoes? Because like, so if a huge stampede is coming towards you, but you go, no, I'm in my walking shoes. Like that's like a real famous like Arj Barker bit. I'd never heard it before. And this guy like said that to me once. I was like, that is so funny.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, what happens? You're in your walking shoes, like not your running shoes. And then I used it on someone else because I'm like, oh, this guy told me this hell funny joke. And he goes, that's Arj Barker and walked away.
So this guy stole Arj's joke. Then you stole his joke.
Yeah. And then the person who I said it to was like, that's Arj Barker, and like was so
offended
that I would try and like steal someone's gear. And I had no idea.
Was it Arj Barker that you said it to?
And then he pissed on me.
Far out. What do you love to see this today, Tony Lodge?
I've got something here from Alex Edwards, who actually submitted it through our website. So we've got a new website for anyone that hasn't seen it, tonyryan.com.au, and there's a whole section where you can submit your normal or Nas, submit your confessions, and then there's like a spot where you can kind of submit any story.
A free-for-all.
Yeah, so if you've got it, you'd love to see it, or you've got like a question you'd love to ask us, or just some crazy story, like, I don't know, out of thin air, you're sitting on the street, Arj Barker's dog pissed on you. We would love to hear it.
He accuses a council worker of spreading chemtrails.
Yeah. But Alex sent this in and said, I listen to your podcast every day on my way to work and my now two-year-old has an Australian accent. I've been listening to the pod.
I don't love to say that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
apologies.
I'm sorry too. Every day for about 6 months, been listening to the podcast, and I do the commute with my two-year-old daughter, Astrid. And normally she's like playing on her tablet or watching something or reading, but she's kind of like listening to Tony and Ryan by osmosis. Her speech is pretty developed and she has like a standard Southern British accent, which is where they're from. That's not also a British accent. My nephew Tyler had a bit of an accent for a while from watching Peppa Pig.
Is that
British? Because that's English. Like, Peppa Pig.
Oh, that would
my
be
little brother George. Like, that's how I talk. And he talked like that for a bit.
In suburban Perth, that would be just the most egregious, awful thing.
Yeah, and then it went American when he started watching YouTube.
Ah, okay.
He'd be like, I'm Tyler. Anyway, that's
a bit
embarrassing.
Is he back to Australia now?
Yeah, he's all good now. So much so that
so well travelled, Tyler.
Yeah, I know. He's been around the block a few times. So much so that my husband pointed it out because when she says the word no, she sounds just like me. So there's this little girl sounding exactly like Adele. She's from London. And then she goes, no. Isn't that amazing? But Alex says, sorry aside, thanks so much for all the shit you chat. I love to see it. I love your pod. We've got a lot going on at the moment, so it's nice for half an hour in the morning to have a bit of a brain break before the day starts. But say hey to Astrid for us.
Astrid, I hope you have a wonderful day today, Astrid.
Have a great day, Astrid.
Have a great day, Astrid.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What do you love to see?
Laura Zuba. First of all, fucking incredible. Sick name.
Oh, I don't know.
Laura says, I just put on my new screen protector on my phone and didn't get a single bubble stuck underneath.
Piss on my shoes and call me Arj Barker. That's amazing.
A poke a hole in that condom. I want your talented offspring.
Look how fucked mine is.
That is awful.
Isn't that embarrassing?
That looks like it's been sprayed with cancer chemtrails.
Cancer chemtrails. Yeah, it's not good. I need a new one. So maybe I'll hit up the big Zubinator and ask her
Zubinator
to do my screen.
Tomorrow.
You're welcome for that, by the way.
Tomorrow on the show, I don't know if you're going to hate this, Tony, but it's the finalists of the tar parking contest.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah, okay.
So I said any tar for whoever can pull off the worst park, I'll send them
safely.
A merch pack. No.
Yes.
No, and you'll see in the finalists how not safe it was.
Oh, no.
So that's tomorrow. Now, are you, does this stress you out or it's someone else so you can just judge them from afar?
I haven't decided yet. And I don't think I'm going to like it, but also it wasn't me. So
yeah, that's what I'm getting
yeah,
at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, fun fact.
How fun?
Extremely fun. Hilarious.
Great. Good.
My mate Liam's birthday this weekend.
Yep.
And you overheard this.
I did.
Yeah. Liam's like, we're going to this pub. They've got a new owners and they've changed the menu and it's, you know, they've done it up and it's really great. So let's go check it out. And I go, oh, okay. And then he goes, oh, and there's great parking. And Tony overhears this and goes, ha, a man of my heart.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to go, but I'll come now.
Yep. So do with that information what you will, ladies and gents.
And tomorrow is a video show as well.
Yep,
so clear half an hour in your fucking calendar, sit down and watch it with a little coffee something.
You can see these shit parks
yeah.
in real time.
In real time.
Yep. All right, we'll chat to you tomorrow.
Love you.